never happen. So that's what we'll lead our set off with.
Okay. Thank you. Lou Reed, Tuesday Night Concert, WLIR-FM.
Hello.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Yes, it still exists. Now, in the original days, not only was it banned, but they wouldn't take advertisements for our album because of it. Now, here we are doing it over the radio. Very funny. Okay, here we go. Where I'm going, but I'm going to try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Blood begins to flow when it shoots up the dropper's neck. When I'm closing in on death, pretty talk, you can all go take a walk, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Tell me you don't have a junkie's dream, haha. Ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor's suit and a cap.
Other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Hold your head up high. Hey, you know. 101.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Guess I'll give you a little rundown of what I've played so far. Started the show with the Thigh Scrapers Driving Saturday, which that recording is sounding pretty lousy to me these days. We might have to re-record that. Me and the boys are in the studio. Should have something for you at the end of April. Yes, it's taken a while. David Minahan, it's not because it's taken a while. It's because we know we need a couple more dates, and he's got so many dates booked over at the Woolly Mammoth Sound. It's booked up till, so we can't get a date till March and the end of April. And then it will be done. Two more dates. Just a little EP for you. It's going to sound great, though. It already sounds great, but I wish I could play it for you. But not yet. Not until it's finished. little David Byrne in there for you. You're wondering where that came from. So what did we hear? We started with that and then went into a Stooges block, Open Up and Bleed Live from Michigan Palace, 1973. Then we heard Dirt, I Got a Right. We heard Outlets going out to Skybar with Sheila. You can catch his show here on, I think, Tuesday nights these days. We heard Link Wray, Ace of Spades. Not the Ace of Spades you think, but cool, nevertheless. Howlin' Wolf, I Smell a Rat. The Bambi Molesters, Rumble. Guns N' Roses, You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Had a little tribute to George Harrison with his birthday coming up. Thanks to Cal Cali for reminding us of that. With Taxman, When We Was Fab. Within You, Without You. We had Jet Set, Cal's band. Anorexia there. Lou Reed with I'm So Free. Lou Reed interview in there. And then Heroin. A live Heroin back from some radio broadcast I found. Good stuff. If you missed it, you can listen to the archive later. That's all. No biggie. Head Held High, Velvet Underground. That was an alternate mix of that. And then we just heard Willie Loco Alexander. And if you listen to the interview I played earlier, when he was saying, like, oh, Velvet Underground still does exist. They're without me with a couple other guys touring Europe. One of those other guys they were talking about was our dear friend Willie Loco Alexander. So that is why I just played him with Gin. And there you go. Now, Terry called. She said it was Kurt Cobain's birthday the other day. I'm not good with birthdays. I don't even know my own family's birthday, so don't get on me about that. But I do like when people tell me whose birthday it is, was, and coming up. So, she had some suggestions, and I think I have most of it. Speaking of Velvet Underground, here's Nirvana cover in the Velvets right here on MFO. Thanks, Terry. Oh, and you know what? It's not silver. It's called Sliver. And I got it. Coming up.
Oh, tattoo was sure. It dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, so please no.
Be alone. Schmel should be on his way. He said he was. Our good friend Schmel Herbehind. He usually doesn't have much to say. I'm trying to talk him into being my sound guy. You know, like a la Howard Stern's Fred Norris. That'd be cool. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, thank you for this fine request for Kurt Cobain's birthday that just passed, I guess, says Terry. Thank you, Terry. And also, thank you for Jeff Myers for Lou Reed request. Of course, we love Lou Reed, and that went into a big block and interview and Velvets, and there you go with that. And yes, Dex, we will have Voidoids coming up. For some reason, I really, after hearing those songs, though, I really feel like hearing a band that I know influenced Nirvana greatly, and they played some of their songs live. I know we have those versions, but let's hear the original versions. This band, the Vaseline's, they never get played enough. So let's do a Vaseline's block right now. You know? Make it moist with the Vaseline, I guess.
Smallest lips, she said, she took me every time.
What are you doing, Schmel? What do you got in your pocket? You don't need to do the sound effects right now. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. How's it going, Schmel? All right. I think I got a couple of those, but they need batteries.
Oh, yeah. Well.
No, wait. What you need?
Is this mic on?
Yeah, that's on.
Testing what? I don't hear myself.
Well, maybe you need to turn yourself up. Where are you? This one? Talk now. Talk
hello. Hello. Don't matter.
Well, use this. Yeah, matters. You need to hear yourself.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I don't think it works.
1, 2, 3. You want to try the mic 3?
It doesn't matter.
Use that one. Of course it matters.
Hello? No, they don't work, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Talk. What do you mean they don't work? I can hear you through them. It's whatever mic, you got the wrong headphones.
There we go.
It's not going to be these, because these aren't plugged in. It's going to be those ones, yeah. Now do you hear you?
Sort of, yeah.
You hear yourself now, right?
Yeah.
This is my friend, Schmel Herbehind. You might know him on Facebook. So you were surprised I knew who the Vaselines were, huh, Schmel?
Yeah, well, I just found out about him a few years ago, and I heard it cranking when I was walking up the stair. And I was like, wow, maybe this dude is kind of cool.
Maybe this dude is kind of cool. All right. You got your headphones are on like upside down. No, you got a little chin strap.
Well, at least it'll help keep it on.
I love this guy. I think you're gonna become part of the new staff, huh? You're gonna do some sound effects.
I'm willing to help out if you need help.
Well, what I'm thinking is, you got a smartphone, right?
No, I got a flip.
Oh yeah,
those aren't so smart, are they?
Well, maybe I can get some apps on my smartphone.
I can bring my laptop up.
Yeah, you can do it. You can get some sound effect apps on your laptop. Right now, why don't you just ease into the show, Schmel?
Okay.
And you can just... What's that, cows? Some good stuff. Let's hear one more Vaseline song anyways. Oh, if you're wondering where these guys came from, the Vaselines are an alternative rock band from Glasgow, Scotland, formed in Glasgow in 1986. The band was originally a duo between its songwriters Eugene Kelly and Francis McGee, but later added James Seanan and Eugene's brother, Charlie Kelly, on bass and drums, respectively, from the band. All kinds of more stuff. But, yeah, Glasgow, Scotland, and obviously influenced Nirvana, as did many bands. I mean, you know, Nirvana just didn't come out of the blue sounding like that. I actually heard Kurt Cobain once say, we were just trying to sound like the Pixies, which came from Boston, so... Grunge started here, I guess. It actually all started with punk, right?
Well, I started wearing the grunge outfits first back in the 80s.
Yeah, well, we were grunge before there was a name. I mean, with the flannels and stuff, right?
They wouldn't let me in the clubs.
Because you were just dirty. You were grungy, right?
Oh, yeah. I had flannel.
Who didn't?
Ass kickers.
Who didn't? Anyways, I got one more Vaselines for you. You might remember this one. The New York City show. Kurt Cobain played it. You remember this. MTV. Unplugged. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Maybe we'll play some other bands that influenced them. Some little Meat Puppets. Mudhoney. You know those guys?
Yeah, I like the Meat Puppets.
You're pretty cool, too.
Meat Puppets, too.
You didn't go to the show. You didn't go to the show, though, did you?
No.
They just played recently. That was pretty cool. Well, here's Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. MFO.
Like me, and don't expect me. Thank you. stop and look at what you've done. The plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen, and the work it took was fun.
There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you've got work?
The many hands began to scan around for the next plateau. Some said it was Greenland, and some said Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. But those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if they could.
Too much more, not too much more, not too much more. morning to feel the daybreak on my face. There's a blood that's flowing through the feeling with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There's something that'll never change. And when I should have been done a long time, it laughs and says I find ways. Just when we're sheltered under paper, the rockets come at us sideways. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There is something that'll never change.
WMFO in Medford. And yeah, who's that?
It'd be Mike Stewart.
Mike Stewart in the house. Oh my God.
Yep.
It's a ghost.
Yeah, I think I dropped from the sky. I think there was a hole in the roof and I slithered in.
Did he come up the elevator?
Oh, I went up and down the elevator. It was a rough ride.
Well, good to see you, Mike.
Yeah, good to hang in here and here doing a few chores today. A friend of mine's training on the show after you, so.
Okay.
Came in and, you know, it's better than sitting home on a Saturday and listen to everybody, but it's...
Sure is.
It's good to be out and about and no dirt over my face. So.
It's good to see you, Mike. Who? Somebody training with Vin?
Yes. My friend DJ Daryl. Yeah, he's training here today. So.
Very good.
Yeah, I think I introduced you at the meeting.
Oh, well, I'll be happy to see him again.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Let's play something by Michael Stewart. Michael Scott Stewart in Tilt City, Burning. You want to tell us anything about it?
Well, back in the mid-80s, I had a throw-together band, and it wasn't the New Maldonians. New Maldonians were later. And a bunch of my musician friends from other bands, we got together at Active Sound in South Boston on C Street, which doesn't exist anymore. And I was introduced to that place by Ray Boy Fernandez from the Atlantics.
Ray.
And he helped produce the drums tracks on that. And Larry Lasad had the studio. And we had people from different bands. We had people from the Tax Collectors and
Oh, so a star-studded band.
Yeah, actually, one of the songs, not this song, was Jim Mahan that was in V and Nightland, who just recently passed away from MS.
Oh.
So he sang on a couple songs, and like I said, had friends from all different bands, and it was a fun time. It was a fun time, and four songs from that era.
Well, let's hear Burning from that era.
And hi, everybody, and enjoy your Saturday.
All right.
And rock on.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, you got it.
Here we go. Michael Scott Stewart in Tilt City with Burnin' on MFO. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was a flash.